We're talking about anything from stone tools to complex machines. A lot of times, archaeologists have to dig in order to find those artifacts. Not the researchers featured in our next report from Nick Glass. They're using modern technology to try to learn about ancient cultures, and they're making discoveries without ever disturbing the ground. Watch this.
This is obviously a visible Roman monument, but our story is about the invisible, what's below ground, and a new form of archaeology which reveals it in sensational detail.
Austrian farmland lying fallow half a kilometre square. A small tractor heads towards the horizon and trundles back again. Up and down it goes. The white box at the front is ground-penetrating radar. The whole system costs $300,000. There are 16 separate antennae in there collecting data. Enough data for a 3D image to a depth of 2 meters. This is instant bone-shaking archaeology without the need to excavate.
I was just looking on this animation of the radar data going up and down in the subsurface when this circular feature came and said, wow, this is a sensation.
This perfect circle was crucial. What we are looking at is a gladiator training ring circa 100 AD, and the tiny dot in the center was a clinching detail, a post hole.
So this was the main feature of a training arena.
And what did they use though? They slashed their swords against it?
Yeah, they draped it like an enemy and then they attacked trained it. with the different weapons.
It's not a question of just imagining what the amphitheater and the gladiator school looked like, but of rebuilding them in virtual reality. The Ludwig Boltzmann Institute in Vienna, or LBI for short, exists in its own words for archaeological prospection and virtual archaeology. And its work seems surgically precise. The gladiator school was 2,800 square meters. It served 50 gladiators, and their indoor training hall had underfloor heating. All this technology was first developed in the 1950s and 60s by the military, by the oil industry. But archaeologists have adapted it and refined it. And without breaking ground, they're finding new ways of investigating the story of man.
Before we go, when is a penny saved, not a penny earned? When someone's willing to pay more than 100 million pennies for it. That's how much this 1 cent piece went for at an auction recently. More than $1 million. Came from a collection that included one example of every coin ever produced by the U.S. Two reasons this coin was so valuable. First, it was from 1793, the first year the United States started minting its own currency. Second, it was in great shape with almost no sign of wear. In fact, you could say it was in mint condition. Now, you might think spending more than $1 million for one coin doesn't make a lot of sense. Maybe you can't make heads or tails out of this whole story. But if you want to hear the buyer's explanation, it could cost you more than a penny for his thoughts. We have exhausted our cache of puns for today, but you can bank on us having more tomorrow. For CNN Student News, I'm Carl Azuz.